On this Gemara's Kasha, Ava le'inyan din aloy, but you want to tell me the locha of Yerusha, like we didn't learn anywhere yet, that there's such a locha that a grandson can yashin his grandfather, you want to tell me like that, I'll bring you proof not like that. So you heard Tanya, who learned the Mishnah before, the Mishnah said, Nofal habayis all over the alovis. In the case where a house collapsed both on the father and the son. And the question was, who died first, or who is the real Yerush? Or else, all of the Yamarishov died upon one brother and another brother. The question was, who died second? Boy, all of Ksubas Isho Bal Choif. And the son has the chiv to pay Ksubas Isho Bal Choif. So the question is, who has to pay who? So it says a locha there that Yorisho Yav, the one that wants the Yashin, the father, Imrim, they say Shnoa, Ben Mace Rishon, that the son died first. And therefore that son had no din Yerush at all on the father. And then the father died. And we'll soon see who did Yerushima. They want to take away all the money for themselves. And even though the son had to pay a ksuba, or the son had to pay a bachayv, they say they don't deserve anything because the son died first. He had no Yerush here. Well, bachayv, the bachayv of the son says no, that it was the opposite way. That Ho'av Meis Rishon, the father died first. The Yachakach Meis HaBen, and then the son died. And therefore, since the son died second, he yashened his father, and therefore, since he is my loiva, the malva has the right to collect money from the Yashem of the Ben. That's the Mishnah. Now, my love, isn't it, that Yorshayav, who is considered the Yorshayav, like who is the ones that are saying that the son yashed nothing, just the father died second, and therefore they're taking over the father. Who is alive now to take over, like from the father? So, B'nai Mari, my love, Yorshiyav, means B'nai Marishav Achai. In other words, it means this grandson. That's who is the one that's going to yashin the grandfather now. In other words, true, his father died first, and then the grandfather died. So the pshat is that the grandson now is Chanoich, again, like it was Yaakov, the grandfather. Yaakov had a son, Reuven, and Reuven had a son, Chanoich. So Chanoich, now the grandson, is saying true. His father, Reuven, died first. And therefore, Reuven doesn't have any Yerusha. If even though Reuven owes a ksuba or owes a bachoiv, those people cannot collect. Because Reuven died first, and then Yaakov died. But now that Yaakov died second, Chanoch, the grandson, is saying he's coming to Yashin from his grandfather, and he keeps all the money. Now, vi saka that if you want to tell me, le'motzi omar mikoyech avua di'abo klasino, that a grandson has no right to say, I'm coming in the power of my grandfather, t'chik siv tachas avasech yibanecho, t'brocha ksiv, because when the prophet says, tam tachas avasech yibanecho, so I'm talking about a brocha, but not for real, then Yerusha. If so, kimeis haben, if the son died, v'yachakach meis av, and then the father died, my heavy, like so what? Neimelu bal chayv, let the bal chayv of the son say to the grandson, Yerusha savuin kol shakilna. Look, you have no power in the grandfather. The only power you have is in your father. So if you're taking your father's Yerusha, we have a right. We're a bal chayv of your father. We have a right to collect the money. So here from the Mishnah is a proof that the grandson Chanoich, the reason why he does not have to pay the bal chayv the ksubas isha, is because he can say to them, I'm not yashin b'koyach my father. My father Reuven had no Yerusha here at all since he died first. But I'm yashin totally straight from the koyach of my grandfather. And my grandfather does not owe you any money. Therefore, you cannot come and collect any money from me. So, there's a clear mission here that a grandson yashins his grandfather. So, Mara says, Loi, could be that's not Pshan this mission. There's no clear mission like that. Loi, I'll tell you, Yerusha Yav, you know who the Yerusha Yav are over here? Ochiv Marishov, Achai Deavua. I'll tell you, you know who the Yerusha of the father here is Reuven's brothers. In other words, Reuven, Yaakov had, let's say, two sons, had Reuven and Shimon. And now the house collapsed upon Yaakov and Reuven. So now Shimon is saying like this. Shimon is saying that Reuven died first. And therefore, now, when the father Yaakov died, second, Shimon deserves everything. All the Yerusha goes straight to Shimon. And therefore, even though Reuven had Bal Chayvis, Reuven owed money, I don't have to pay up those Chayvis. Because Reuven is getting nothing from this Yerusha. The Yerusha is going straight from my father Yaakov to Shimon. But maybe there's no proof that a grandson yashins his grandfather. Here it could be, it's the father's brother that's coming to say that the brother died first, and then the father died. So therefore, since Shimon is the son of Yaakov, Shimon is yashining everything from Yaakov, and would not have to pay the Bal Chayvos of Reuven. So the kid said there's no clear Mishnah that a grandson yashins his grandfather. So the kid said the murder doesn't mean a clear proof to the Shiloh, the grandson can yashin his grandfather or not. That was the Kasha and Dinim Amnis. Even though before we had talk about the nice Lovcha, there we said talk that they did, that they were able to take Yerusha from the Chilik of the grandfather. Now the Gemara says like this. Boi minei merav sheshes. They asked the Shalach from Rav Sheshes like this. Ben, mal sheyirish es imoy bekever, lahan chuliachin minuaf. Let's turn a case like Rachel had a son Yosef. Now, Yosef died first, and then his mother Rachel died. So now, when his mother died, if he would have been alive, he would have yashened his mother. But now, Yosef died first. So the question is, when Rachel dies, do we say the Yerusha goes to Yosef in his kever? And therefore, if Yosef would get it, who would yashen Yosef? His brothers from his father, let's say Reuven. So that's the Shiloh. Mahu sheyirish es ima bekever lahan chuliyachem manaf. Does Reuven have a right to take over the Yerusha from Rachel or not? So malu rasheshi rasheshi said to Nisu, I'll bring you proof of that like this. Learn talocho huav shenishpa u meis binoi b'medina. A father that was captured, taken away, and his son died b'medina where he was living. Or else the opposite. Uben Shanishpa, a son that was captured, Umeis Ovi Bimedina, and his father died back at home. So now, Yorshayav V'Yorshayav Ben Yachleku. Now, son that he was captured means the other one also died, and we don't know who died first. So, Locher is Yachleku. Both Yorshim come and Yashim together. So, Shalur is Hechidom, what's the case talking about? Ilay Mekirgaton, if you want to tell me plain, the way we just learned the normal case, is so, Hayninu Yorshiav, V'Hayninu Yorshia Ben. Who are the two different Yorshim? It's one Mishpoch, it's a father and a son. So there's one Yorshim here. Who are the two sets of Yorshim? El Olav isn't the case. Hochikum, this is what we're talking about over here. Av Shenishpa Umeis. Av Shenishpa, father that was captured. Umeis. Ben Bita Bimedina. And then his daughter's son also died. That was Bimedina. Oh, Ben Bitoi Shanishpis. Again, yeah. Elo Lav Hochik. This is what we're talking about. Av Shanishpa, a father that was captured in Imstam, he died in captivity. Umeis Ben Bita Bimedina. And his daughter's son also died. That was at home. Wrote the opposite way. O ben bito shenishba, your daughter's son that was captured and your son died there. O meis avi imoy b'medina, and now the mother's father died at home, and we don't know who died first. Lo yadana hay minayu meis breish, who died first? So Yorshayav, the one that yashan's the father, they say he died second. The Yorshayav ben and the Yorshayav ben say no, he died second. Salachar is Yachleikul, they both divide up the property equally. Now, V'yemis, if you want to tell me, Nihinami deben meis bereisha, even in the case that the mother's son died first, Lirse le'avu adima, still he should yashin his mother's father, v'kevre, in his kever. In other words, when his mother's father died, his mother should yashin, and he yashins now his mother. So even though he died first, he should still yashin it. For the sin of the Yachvo, minavu, and he should give it over to his brothers from the same father. Elo lav shramin, here there should be a good proof, that ein ha ben yerush es ima bekever, that a son does not yashin his mother. If he died first, he's in the kever, he does not yashin it in order to say, in order to be able to give it over to his brothers, to his brother should get it from the same father. So here it's a proof that a son does not yashin the kever to give over to another brother. We also learn like this. It says, Nofal Abayis Olov, V'yalimoi, a house caved in upon him and his mother, Olov V'yalimoi. Se'elu V'yelu Moedim Shech Leiku, both agree that they're Vecholik. Now, V'yimis, if you hold like you wanted to say, Ninami de Ben Meis Bresha, what do I care if the son died first? Liris the Lima Bekevrei. Still is she yashin his mother in the kever. For Lir say inu liyache meavua, and it should be given over no matter what to his brothers. Again, el alav shvamid mid is a good proof that ein haben yorish es imay bekever. That a son, if he dies first, he does not yashin anymore his mother when he's in his kever. Lahan chliyache menav. Shvamina, this is a good proof. For time am I, what's the reason? Amr Abaye says, listen, Nemro Siba Baben, for Nemro Siba Babal, says Lashon Siva Sova, Ma Siba Mur Babal, just like when a husband yashins his wife, Ein Habal Yeris Esishta Bekever, if the husband died first, and then his wife dies, he does not yashin his wife to give it over to his sons, A Siba Hamur Baben, the same way when a son yashins his mother, the Lachar is, Ein haben yerush esimay bekever lahan chliyachem minoav. A son does yet not yashin his mother to be given over to the brothers of his father. The Gemara says, "Ohu di yomle lechavri." Somebody said to his friend, "Nichse levar sisin." I want to give over. Nichse levar sisin mezalin lecho. The property that I own from bar sisin, I'll sell to you. Now, heavy chod ari. There was one property there. It was called the property of Bar Basisin. So the question is, was this in the sale or not? And as Reuven was selling to Shimon now all the property that Reuven owned from Sison. And one property here was called Devei Bar Sison. So Amalei, Holav Devei Bar Sison he. So Reuven said, the Moichah said, you know, this is not really from his property. Ve'kruyihu demikre Devei Bar Sison. Just that people decided to call it now. But it's not really the property I bought of him, and therefore it's not part of the sale. And Shimon is saying, no, the opposite, Avada, this was from the property, and I deserve it now. Because Reuven sold to Shimon all the property that he bought off our season. So who do we believe? Osla came to Rav Nachman, came in front of Rav Nachman, Ukma biyodad lakech. We believe the lakech? Like the lakech bought off the meicher all the property owned from Barsisin, and since people call this nichta the Barsisin, so the lakech is believed to say it's his right now. So Rav Nachman left it biyodei the lakech. Oh, malay rabbi Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. So Rav said back Rav Nachman, Dina hochi, is this talocha? L'chur, if we have a suffix, it should be hamaytzu mechaveri all of araya. That up until now, the meicher was the muchzik. So if lakech has a taina, he should have to bring the proof. Why do you say we give it to lakech? There's a machlokes rov and Rav Nachman. Smor says now, v'romi the rova, the rovo, the Rav Nachman of Rav Nachman. Alef astir and rova and rova and Rav Nachman of Rav Nachman. To Yehudi Yomel lechavri, somebody said to his friend, Ma boy is by beisa, what are you doing in my house? Omel, so he answered back to him, what am I doing here? Minoch zavinta, I bought it off you. And I'm here already 3 years. Or Malay, so the original owner said, I was living in the inside house the whole time. And that's why I didn't make a machor. Because I was here the whole time. Therefore the fact you're living there means nothing. So the shaler is, who do we believe? And the shaler said, Lokech says, no, nothing doing. You weren't here. So the question is, who do we believe? So Osla came to Rav Nachman, came in front of Rav Nachman, Amalei, Zil Baruch Achil Oscha. Rav Nachman said, true, we believe the Meicher, and the Lakech, he's the one that's going to have a proof now that he had a good chazok and the Meicher was not around. Amalei, Rabbal Rav Nachman, Din Hoch, is this Alocha, HaMoitz Mechavar, all of Araya? No. Listen, this person is eating in the field already 3 years, he's a Muchzik in the Karka. If you want to say the Moicha says that he never sold it in Mechir and the Chazaka is not a good Chazaka, he has to bring the proof. So Churi, you see just the opposite Sfaras here. Kasha the Rava, the Rava, or the Rav Nachman, not the Rav Nachman. Gemara says no. I'll tell you the Rava the Kasha, there's no Stephen Rava and Rava. Hocha Moicha koi benichsei, hosom lakeach koi benichsei. It's a big nafkumina. The Moicher has a cheskes mori kama. He's called the Mova Muchzik in the Karka. We see the Karka by him. Over here, the Lakech is in the Karka. He bought it. And the Moicher is tining that he never lost it. So therefore, the Moicher is called the cheskes mori kama. That's the bigger chazak according to Rava. Therefore, we leave it by the Moicher. Now, the Rav Nachman, not the Rav Nachman, the Kasha. Ha ha kivun di yomalei, the Vebasisan. Umikri, the Vebasisan, no le, did they romele gluyei, the lav, the Vebasisanu. Here Rav Nachman says a new svara. Listen, Reuven told Shimon, I'm selling you all the property that I own, that I bought off Basisan. So it's like the sale is upon all this property. And since people call this field also the Vei Basisan, so Poshet Guret, this is included in the sale. Therefore Rav Nachman says, Lakech has the right to keep it. And now the Meicher, if he wants to say no, this property, people just called it that way, but it never really came from him, he's the Meitzer Mechaveirai. He has to bring the proof. But hocho, lo yeyelo de nokech dora. Here, this person has a chazoka, he's not better than he has a shtar. Milo yaminilei, kayim shtorcha v'kum benichsei. If a person comes at a time and they say, you bought the field, I have a shtar, I have a proof that I bought it, don't we say to him, listen, go and prove it? Like we know there was a cheskes mori kama, somebody was here before. If you want to come and take it away from him right now, it's all of you're the one that have to bring the proof. Therefore, there's no stira on Rav Nachman, there's no stira on Rava. Hadru nalecha mishameis. Alright, we'll stop here. You're up to Daf Kuf Samach, Perak Egeposh.